And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us in studio, we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance with us this morning. And guys, good morning. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Kyle, we are. We're having a good day. The verse I have for today is Psalms chapter 90, verse 1. The English Standard Version reads, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." And there's other verses that tell us that he will be faithful to all generations. And that gives me great hope this morning. Thank you, Kyle, for having us here.
Absolutely. We love having you guys here every Monday and Friday. And again, love having you guys in. And Charles, we'll throw it over to you. One, I hope you're having a good morning this morning. And two, what are we talking about here for the first segment of our program?
Thank you, Kyle. We're doing great. So a couple, few days ago, we talked about the holes in Medicare. And I just want to recap those and then look at the next hole that that we have. So first of all, there's a 20% hole. So Medicare covers 80% of the cost of your medical cost. And then there's a 20% gap there that you're responsible for. And that can add up to be a lot of money in certain situations. Next is the next hole is that there are prescription drug plans. Outpatient prescription drugs are not covered by original Medicare, and those can add up to be a significant amount as well. Thirdly, there's a dental, vision, and hearing hole that original Medicare does not cover dental, vision, or hearing. And then next is cancer. Now, it covers a lot of the cancer treatments. There's certain oral chemo that Medicare does not cover, but as far as most treatments, they cover. But there's a lot of additional expenses that come along with cancer, whether it's travel or family coming in or a spouse having to stop working to care for the spouse that has cancer. On and on, the opportunities for more cost can go on when it comes to cancer. And then lastly, there's another hole in Medicare for long-term care. Some people might think that long-term care might pay for a nursing home, but it doesn't on a long-term basis.
You mean Medicare?
Yeah, Medicare.
Yeah.
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 And it does not pay for a nursing home on a long-term basis. And so that's another hole that people find when it comes to Medicare. But today we want to focus on the whole of the prescription drugs that are not covered by original Medicare. This is most commonly covered by a standalone drug plan, and a drug plan has several parts to it. All of them have a premium. It's a monthly amount that you pay every month. They have usually has a deductible. Most drug plans have a deductible. They have copays. They have a formulary, and then that formulary is broken down into tiers.
Is that T E A R S?
No, that's T I E or T.
But it could cause some tears.
Yeah, it could cause some tears. Yes, that's for sure. And Dad, when it comes to finding the right drug plan, it's easy to think that...
Focus on the premium. Yeah, a lot of people will focus on the premium.
Or focus on the deductible.
Right.
Or focus on the copay.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But the most important thing to focus on is...
the overall cost of the premium, deductible, and copay for like the year. We look at it by the year. It's what we try to do.
So on an annual basis, you want to know this plan's going to cost maybe $1,800 for the whole year spread out over 12 months. And maybe this plan's going to cost $1,200.
Right.
And it's the same medicine, could be even the same pharmacy.
Right.
And everything being the same, but you can save $500, $600, I've seen over $1,000 in savings.
Sure.
By simply choosing the correct drug plan.
Right. And, you know, it's crazy. The higher price plans don't mean that you get a lower price overall cost. You know?
No.
It's crazy. And so...
And sometimes the higher cost premium plan can be the cheapest plan.
Right.
So right. It's...
The only way to know is for us to get the information, put it in our database, and it will tell us what's going on, and it'll compare one plan to another.
That's right.
And pharmacies can be in and out of network, too. They could be a standard pharmacy with one price, or they could be a preferred pharmacy with another price.
Exactly.
And then we have mail order. Then you have mail order drugs, which...
can be a different price.
And that can be, a lot of people like mail order.
Yeah.
You know? And we can help explore those options.
So a formulary that a drug plan has is simply the medications that that drug plan covers. And a formulary has a representation for all kinds of treatments, whether it's for pain or for...
high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Cholesterol.
All these things. They have to have medications that cover... those things. And some plans have what I call a thin or narrow formulary, where they just have a few pills for each segment or a few, you know, treatments for each one. Others that are more expensive have a bigger formulary, but that's not the most important thing. The formulary is broken down into tiers. You'll hear the tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, up to tier 5. And many times, tier 1 and tier 2 drugs don't apply to the deductible.
Right, right. And so, if you have tier 1 and 2 drugs, and you don't ever experience a deductible, then all of a sudden, you have a infection or something, and the doctor gives you a tier 3 or 4 to fight that infection, then you're going to feel the pain of that deductible at that time. But typically, you aren't going to feel the pain of that deductible if you don't have a higher price med, if you have tier one and two drugs.
That's right. Many people's medicines, from just having the experience of entering so many people's medicine in a database, is a $3 med. Sometimes they don't pay anything. It's a low price thing. But there's a good segment of people out there who have brand name drugs. And they
expensive.
Are going to pay. They're going to pay. And that's where we really help, where we sharpen the pencil and really help people shop and really help people try to figure out, where do they need to go?
Right.
What do I need to do? I have this high price med.
Right.
And we help them look for options. Now, what are some of the options that people have when they have a high price med?
Well, they can ask the doctor if there's another drug that would work just as well that might be on a different tier. That'd be one thing. They could also check with the doctor's nurse and see if there's any way to go directly to the pharmaceutical company to get that medication.
So sometimes you can go to the manufacturer and
right.
get a participate in a program that they have to get at a reduced cost.
Right. Right.
Or sometimes they can get samples from the doctor.
Right. You take them in some fudge.
Right.
And then they trade you for some drugs.
Right. Fudge for drugs, right?
Fudge for drugs.
That's not a long-term solution, but another thing that can be done for people is, depending on their income level, they might qualify for extra help.
Right.
And Extra Help is a program from Social Security that, depending on your income and your resources, you can qualify possibly for extra help and greatly reduce some of the costs of those medications, bringing them down to $3 to $7 or in that
yeah,
ballpark.
Yeah.
For a 90-day supply even.
Right.
And so you might think, well, I don't know if I you know, qualify for extra help. It's not a, I don't know, you know, how to say it, but it's, if you're paying a lot of money for medications and you think that you may qualify for extra help, it's worth applying.
It's worth a phone call, because we can tell you from your income and resources whether you can qualify or not. And you don't have to tell us. I mean, we'll just tell you what the numbers are, and you'll know if you fall below those numbers. If you want to keep your information private, that's fine.
And it doesn't cost anything to apply.
Right.
And we help people apply for extra help and try to get them qualified for the benefits that they
qualify for.
Sure.
We want to help them get the benefits that they qualify for.
Now,
Charlie, did we talk about the late enrollment penalty?
No. No. So some people might be thinking, I'm on Medicare.
I don't need any drugs.
I don't take medications, and I've been healthy all my life.
So why do I want a drug plan?
Well, and we've helped people in that situation. They just say, I don't want one. We say, okay, that's fine with you. But you need to be aware that there's going to be a late enrollment penalty that will start accruing, and it's a lifetime penalty that you cannot
get away from unless you qualify for low-income subsidy later on.
Right.
But it's about $350 a year. If you every year you wait to get a drug plan, when you there's going to be about $3.50 penalty per year that adds up, maybe a little more than that.
Yeah. And so down the road, and we had a client who said, I don't want a drug plan.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, he was in a situation where he needed some high-priced meds that a drug plan could really help him with. And it was in the middle of the year. And so you can enroll in a drug plan every year from October the 15th through December 7th.
Right.
After you're age 65, that's the enrollment time. He was in the middle of the year, and he needed some high-priced meds.
Right.
And a drug plan wasn't going to be of any help to him at that point.
Right.
And so he was avoiding paying like maybe a $15 or $20 a month premium on a low-priced drug plan. But, you know, that looked like pretty small potatoes at that point of having a small premium.
Right.
That would have been worth it at that point.
Right.
So you might think you don't need it now, but the...
It's kind of like your house insurance. You know, your house insurance comes due and... Well, your house is on fire, so I don't guess we need house insurance. But, and I realize not everybody has homeowners insurance or house insurance, but generally those that do don't have a question about whether they're going to pay it again or not.
Yeah.
Unless they're really in financial straits.
Right.
Well, Charlie, we need to wind this up, this first segment here.
Give it to you, Kyle.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a one-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll hear about what is going on in the second part of our program. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank. Be sure to contact their offices, 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. And welcome back to Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Again, their offices are open right now. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. And Charles, what are we talking about here in the second part of our program today?
Thank you, Kyle. To wrap up on the drug plans, if you are turning 65 soon and new to Medicare, and trying to select which drug plan you want for your coverage. And something I didn't say in the first segment is the best drug plan for this year, or the most ideal one maybe, might not be the most ideal one next year.
Yeah.
Even if your medications don't change, pharmacy doesn't change, things change behind the scenes that you aren't aware of, possibly. Maybe your medication's on a different tier, which can kick you into the deductible. Deductibles change, premiums change.
Pharmacies networks change.
That's right. And so it's a good idea to run that every year in the fall from October the 15th through December 7th to make sure you're on the strongest plan for you for the upcoming year.
And Charlie, people that have been on disability that are on Medicare And when they get to 65, they have a great opportunity to review what's going on. They can get a Medicare supplement at that time, no health questions. And if they haven't had a drug plan in the past, that penalty don't follow them.
That's true.
When they turn 65, as I recall.
That's true.
And so if you're in a situation where you've been on disability and you're on Medicare and you're turning 65, it's an opportunity you don't want to miss during a couple months before 65, the month you turn 65, and a couple months after 65. There's an opportunity there you want to take advantage of.
That's right. Call our office. We can help you look at your opportunities. And if you're new to a drug plan, or if you're on a drug plan and you're paying significant amount of money for your medications and just want to look and see if there's some chance for savings, do that. Or if you think you might qualify for extra help, call us. We can help you apply. We can help you know what the numbers are, and you can go from there.
And Charlie, as I understand it, when they qualify for extra help, it does away with that penalty.
That's right. If there is one hanging out there, that's right.
Right, right. So that's good.
That's right. So in other news, we are going to be at the Farm and Home Show this Friday and Saturday. This Friday and Saturday. And I just want to give gratitude and thanks for our listeners. They're a wonderful group of people. And I just look forward to meeting them. We look forward to hanging out. We're going to have some giveaways, some coffee mugs as while supplies last. We're going to have a drawing, a couple of drawings, I believe, and have our booth there. So we're just looking forward to seeing everybody come up, introduce yourself. We just want to talk to you, and feel free to ask us questions. We'll help you in any way that we can.
Yes, we're looking forward to that, Charles. Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
So yeah. Where are we located, Charlie?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Phone number there is 620-331-8800, 331-8800. We're right here at 802 West 8th, right here in Coffeyville. The phone number here is 620-236-6930, 236-6930.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we look forward to seeing you again on Friday, and also we look forward to seeing you out at the Farm and Home Show coming up on Friday and Saturday. And again, we'll talk to you again on Friday. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We have students from Field Kinley High School waiting for us outside, and they'll be on here in just a minute. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.